Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Department of Homeland Security warns illegal immigration will double this year. New York, once again, the worst place in the country for COVID. Donald Trump launches his own website. Ratings for cable news continue to plummet. A new survey ranks the most stressed out states in the USA, and you'll be surprised. Also ahead, want to make money? We'll tell you how. But first, White House officials now predicting the number of migrants illegally entering the USA will double this year. Last year, about 400,000 people breached the southern border and were apprehended. Many more, of course, got in. That figure is predicted to hit 800,000 apprehended by December. The Biden administration currently holding 18,000 children in federal custody, most male teenagers. This is a humanitarian disaster. A year after becoming a global epicenter of the virus, New York is back on top of the list of states with the highest infection rates. COVID cases up 37% in the last 3 weeks. Governor Cuomo widening vaccine eligibility to slow the spread. That's a good idea. Now all adults can receive the injections starting April 6th next week. Donald Trump launching a website this week called 45office.com. According to top aides, the page will, quote, allow individuals to submit correspondence, scheduling requests, and press inquiries to the president. As you know, Mr. Trump was banned from most social media in January after the Capitol incursion. Television viewership still dropping for the major cable news operation. CNN down 37% in prime time, followed by Fox News 34% and MSNBC 19%. Those numbers are for March. Far-left host Rachel Maddow has lost one-fifth of her audience since Donald Trump left the White House. New survey from One Poll says the states with the highest level of anxiety in the country are these. Missouri, number one, the show me state. Wow. Followed by West Virginia and Illinois, which is an absolute disaster. Biggest factors include COVID, rising crime, politics. Regardless of where you live, 72% of respondents ranked 2020 as the most stressful year of their lives. In a moment, how to make money in America. Right back with it.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The progressive left wants Americans to believe that their country is evil, that there is so much income inequality that nobody has a chance to rise above poverty and the working class. But an honest assessment, and that is certainly not what the progressives are putting out, shows there are plenty of ways to make money. But you have got to follow the rules. And the rules are pretty simple. You have to learn how to do something, either through education or a technical skill that people need. And you have to work your butt off, to be blunt. Now, here are some professions where you can make an almost guaranteed good living. Physicists average $125,000 a year. That's the average. And this is according to Business Insider. Public relations managers, $135,000 a year, plus that expense account, those free lunches. Lawyers, lawyers, $140,000 a year. Financial managers, $150,000 a year. Now there, probably have to go to business school. Architects, $160,000 a year. Again, this is the average. Petroleum engineers, $170,000 a year. You got to be good at math. Airline pilots, $175,000 a year plus perks. Doctors, between $200,000 and $240,000 a year. Surgeons, $250,000. Now, obviously, all of those professions are what they call white collar. You got to go to school. You've got to learn a lot of things. But blue collar people, if you can fix cars, if you can fix household appliances, if you are a builder, you can make six figures in this country. There is so much opportunity. But again, you have to work for it. Now, the real key to making money is finding a profession you love. I went to grad school for broadcast journalism, paid my way through Boston University. First job I got, Scranton, Pennsylvania, right near Joe Biden, $150 a week. I couldn't even find an apartment because I wasn't making enough money. So I went to the general manager and I said, hey, I'm going to be living under a bridge. So he gave me $25 a week more to write gag lines for Uncle Ted's Ghoul School, a midnight horror show on the station. True story. Now, I have never worked for money. I just tried to get interesting jobs that I thought I would like, and I worked very hard. And then the money came because I was successful. And I made money for the corporations who employed me. So that's the key. Find a job doing something you love to do and you're good at. And it doesn't matter how old you are. Just find it. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Every second Sunday in March, Americans, with the exception of Hawaii and Arizona, lose an hour of sleep in exchange for a little more sunshine. Daylight saving time has been a practice in the USA for more than a century. But according to a recent AP poll, 7 in 10 Americans are ready to ditch the switch. All this clock craziness can be traced back to a single bug collector. In 1895, entomologist George Hudson wanted more daylight hours to gather insects. So he took his case to the Royal Society of New Zealand, but his request was denied. 10 years later, British builder William Willett had a similar idea. He called it British summertime. Despite a few interested parties, including Winston Churchill, the idea failed to gain momentum. Well, all that changed during World War I. In an effort to conserve fuel, the Germans moved clocks ahead 1 hour, hoping people would use less power. The Allies thought this was a pretty good idea and followed. Congress abolished the practice shortly after the war, but Franklin Delano Roosevelt brought it back for World War II. He called it wartime. Then Richard Nixon resurrected the policy in the 1970s to conserve energy during the oil embargo. There was just one problem. It didn't save energy at all. According to a study by the National Bureau of Economic Research, Americans use more energy during daylight saving time. Recent studies show a 10 to 15% spike in usage in just a few months. And here's something else you might not know. Studies show that daylight saving time is actually bad for your health. In addition to sleep deprivation, the time shift has a negative impact on everything from car accidents to workplace injuries. It even increases the risk of heart attacks and strokes. There are now growing movements to roll back the changes in more than a dozen countries. The saying is, lock the clock. It probably will not happen here in the USA. And by the way, I kind of like daylight savings time. Call me crazy. Back after this.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
An offer of securities is only made by the NRIA Private Placement Memorandum. Read it first. Past performance does not guarantee future results. NRIA is a real estate development firm. Learn more at NRIA.net.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.